You're listening to SBS News.
Even though I'm suffering, almost dead, but I'm not afraid.
Sumyot Phruk Sakasemsuk, one of Thailand's most prominent Les Majestes prisoners, recites a poem he wrote while he was behind bars.
Even though my leg was chained, but my two eyes still look to the star.
The 55-year-old spent 7 years in a Bangkok prison for publishing two articles that were found to have defamed the country's late king. He was freed in 2018, he says, into an even harsher climate of censorship than when he was first arrested.
Worse in terms of the atmosphere of Thai politics, and in general, you can see the people fear to express their opinion. There are so many limitations.
He says this has been the case since military took power in the 2014 coup. 2 days after Thailand's first general election in 8 years, the country's been plunged into deeper uncertainty. Dr. Greg Raymond is an expert in Thai politics at the Australian National University. He's been in Bangkok for the past week, observing the elections as part of his research. He says the new constitution, drafted under the military government, is unfair.
And it's an unfair constitution in the sense that the party which wins the most House seats in the lower house won't necessarily be able to form the government.
The pro-military party, headed by the current Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, didn't win enough to form a majority government. Its main opposition, Pu Thai, the party aligned to former ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, won the most seats in the lower house. But given the Senate seats are all but guaranteed to go to the military, says Dr. Raymond, it's likely General Prayut will remain leader if he can form a coalition.
And this is because when the government is formed, the votes of unelected senators, 250 unelected senators, will count towards the selection of the Prime Minister.
After 5 years of military rule, it was hoped this election would restore democracy and stability. But some fear with the military poised to remain in power, there will be no relaxation of the harsh measures addressing political dissent applied by the former government. Basurin Paina is from iLaw, a Bangkok-based human rights monitor examining the treatment of Thai citizens by the government. She says the military has been using its executive power to stifle freedom of expression.
It used the Section 44 to issue many orders that have direct impact on freedom of the people, such as banning the gathering of five people and more, and allowing the officers to search and arrest people for attitude adjustment for 7 days.
Media outlets also appear to be a target. In February, during the lead-up to the election, says Natukuran Devukul, a political commentator at pro-Thaksin broadcaster Voice TV, the station's license was suspended for 15 days after two programs were deemed to have incited conflict.
So we went dark, literally, on the air for a day. And then we took the case to court and we won in the administrative court.
Mr. Devakul has been personally suspended from going on air on several occasions. He says the panel on Thai's broadcast regulator, the National Broadcasting Telecommunication, or NBTC, was appointed by the military government and will remain intact, even now the election has taken place.
This very NBTC, this set of appointees, term has been extended indefinitely by an order of the military junta.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.